Behind me are your thoughts, they're your desires, they're your habits. You're looking directly at them. There's a lot of green, there's a lot of beautiful over here. You do a lot of good things every day. That might be you working out, that might be you being a good person and helping other people out, or even being there for your neighbors. And this right here is the elephant in the room. You never wanted to look at this or tackle it or even touch it, because look how prickly this thing is, dude. It has a lot of spiky, pokey, prickly stuff that you do not want to get near. So to even get close to this, you have to wear gloves, because it will definitely poke through your skin and it's going to be really dangerous. This is your addiction. Whether it be to anything in life, even on NoFap, even if you continually and compulsively view pornography that you even don't want to view, this is it. This is the habit right here. Now, what anybody else on the internet, in real life, your friends, your family would tell you if you ever do feel like opening up to them, which you most likely won't, because look how prickly that thing is, dude. You don't want to show anybody how pokey the weeds are in your mind. So you just stay back from it and let it grow, and you continue to water it and feed it compulsively, even though you don't want it to grow. What anybody else will tell you, because they're not a trained psychiatrist, psychologist, or a therapist, they're not a professional in this area, they'll just tell you to, and it even hurts me saying this, find a hobby. Fill your time with something else. Learn a sport. Learn a language. Do something that will get your mind off of it. Now, your friends want the best for you. The people that you're watching on YouTube want the best for you. Everybody does genuinely want you to be a better person, right? It's just built into human nature. I don't want you to have this in your mind. But when they tell you to look away, which is practically what they're telling you to do, just look away from it. Or, better yet, go to the gym. Or, learn a language. Or, play the piano. It's still there. And next week, all of these little leaves that I've cut off are going to grow back to where they just were at right now before I cut them. Matter of fact, they might even grow bigger and taller than they did. When you try to run away from your problems, you will never ever solve them. And that's common sense. I never had to tell you about this because you already knew it. However, when the problem has a lot of prickly leaves that hurt and poke you and stab you, that you don't want to even get near, that you have to wear gloves to carefully examine, you somehow learn to walk away and keep on watering it and act like it's not even there. So what you have to do instead to completely end an addiction or a horrible habit or something that you don't want to do anymore, that you know is bad for you and that you don't want to do, like you genuinely don't want for yourself, but somehow you compulsively keep on feeding it and it gets worse and worse, no matter how much it hurts, you have to reach out into its roots, find them deeply hidden under these bushes somewhere. If I can even see where this oh my god, this thing is really deep in there. Jesus. Oh, there it is. You have to pull it out of its roots. This is your addiction. Not this. This is your addiction. And you haven't looked at this for years. Only you know what's right here. Only you know what the seed planted in your subconscious mind is, and only you can pull it out. Nobody else can do it for you unless you go to a trained professional, which I highly recommend. If you can't do it by yourself, definitely go to it. There's no shame in it. But a lot of you, like 98% of you watching this right now, have this in your subconscious mind. And all you've been doing over the years, watching the NoFap videos, watching the How to Quit videos, you've just been taking a little snip at the leaves. You've been maybe working out more. Good job, dude. Maybe you've been playing basketball. Nice. You've been going for walks. Good stuff. You've been learning how to code, learning a new language. No matter how many times I snip these leaves, as long as this is still planted in my subconscious mind, it will grow back next week, I promise you. You have to ask yourself what happened to you when you were 5, 6, 7, 8, 12, 13, 14 years old that planted this into your subconscious mind. What kind of void was there in your heart that allowed you to become addicted to this in the first place? What is the root cause of your problem? And this is going to take many, many hours of meditation, of introspective and self-reflecting thought that a lot of people don't do because they're fucking scrolling on their phone. You have to sit down by yourself in a room, put your phone outside of the room, do not disturb, turn it off, no distractions whatsoever, and dig deep within your own thoughts, within your own heart. You have to ask yourself, why do I continue to do the things that I don't want to do? That's horrible, that's destroying me, that is draining me. I know I don't want this. I'm watching this video right now, which means that I really, really don't want this. That means that I'm down really, really low, and I don't want to do this anymore. But somehow I keep on doing it, and I keep on feeding these horrible weeds in my life. So what starts at the root? What happened to me when I was 9 years old or 10 years old that allowed me to plant this into my subconscious mind to run away from what? What was I hiding from? What was I feeling the pain with? Once you find that, then you can pull this right out of your thoughts, right out of your subconscious mind, and this will leave your flower bed. Now you'll be free. There are almost no more bad habits in there. There are almost no more addictions in there. And now you can live the life that you want to live. If you want to do something, you will be able to do it. You'll be able to move forward and achieve it because you're not feeding the elephant in the room anymore. You're not acting like it doesn't exist, that it's not going to poke you if you touch it and squeeze it. Only you can solve this problem. I can't do it for you. People ask me for NoFap advice all the time. And I tell them, at the very, very root of it, only you can help yourself. Find the root in your life. Meditate. Think. Introspective thought is what's going to help you finally get rid of your addiction for good, forever. That's what I did. I used to sit down for literally 30 minutes, minimum, to an hour, every single day, in a room by myself, meditating every single day during the deepest parts of my NoFap problem, right, where I was compulsively viewing. And eventually I found out what the root was, and I pulled it from right out of itself. At day zero, I knew I would be at day 1400 or whatever I'm on. I stopped counting the days. At day zero, I knew I would be here today. As far as subscriber count, as far as NoFap streak, whatever it is, I knew I would be standing here today, or sitting here today, literally right now, from the very, very first second I started, because I pulled it out from its roots and I wasn't just snipping the leaves. Thank you for watching this video. Stay dreaming, stay lucid. I'm out. Peace. That was fucking fire, bro. Holy shit.